But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them.
You want more of my transgression? Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. You will not hold back. 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 George, 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 in righteousness. You will not hold back. You will not hold back. Oh, God. You will not reverse.
You may see it. There's no way I can talk to you folk without warning you, because we're so caught up with our iniquity. That's all to it. Just the way you respond, the way you anticipate, the way you keep living. Things you keep right on doing, you keep on eating and drinking, feeding yourself, feeding your own ego, and they knew not. Well, I spoiled your day again, didn't I, huh? Just look at this. Who, me? We can't believe it. Only 8 souls are saved, huh? Only 8. God can't do it like that again, can he? See, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You're looking at, I'm talking about the account written in the scriptures in reference to Noah's day, when only 8. Who believes that? I've never seen a generation, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I'm the last generation. I'm the sign of it. Everything I look and see, 70-year period of time,
Jesus,
which we told you is a biblical generation.
Yes.
And I, my birth,
amen.
See, you don't, it doesn't register people. I'm sorry, but your eyes are blank. Your response is dead. Until you can rebel. No way that Christ would come for you in the next minute, is there? No way. And you folk, for some reason or other, you just don't understand how God has extended my life.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I talk to people all the time. How you doing, Brother Stair? Okay. I'm getting old. Yeah, we're all. Yeah, I'm 70 years old. Or I'm, yeah. But I'm more than 70.
Amen.
Damn it, they won't even budge. As I come up here again, I talk about how I talk to this generation about the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And I've told every one of you, you're in that story. Are you a Mary? Are you a Martha? Or are you a Lazarus? And you damn folk, you just won't take this admonition, because you are there. And which one do you think most of you are? Well, you're Martha's. You're troubled about so many things.
My Lord Jesus.
Yeah, you are. You're Martha, most of you are. Not too many going to be Lazarus. See, and you don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? As I sat at this cathedral this morning, again, why should I tell them, God, this house won't budge. They just won't do it.
Jesus.
Well, I'll get to that too. He brought the scripture to me. Oh, Brother Stair.
Yes, he did.
I know the scripture just like you do. God talks to me, and he doesn't talk like you talk to me.
Mm.
He says, sweet things. Smooth things. He passed me on the back and tell me I'm doing well.
My Lord God.
The worst it brought me was Jesus wept. And I thought, why did he weep? And come on now, you wise guys. What story is that? What story is it? It has to do with Mary and Martha. Damn you, folk. You sit right here in my presence, look me right square in the face, and why did Jesus weep? Well, I have one person who chose the good thing. They believed me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Not too many believers here.
Oh, Jesus.
Not too many. This facade that America has put on us. We join a church, we do good, we give our goods. So, we're good people.
Oh, God.
Ah, terrific, said Mr. Trump.
Jesus.
Ah, that guy's a great guy. They cross him, then he pounces you. Right. Now I'm talking about Trump, ain't I? I'm talking about that iniquity that are pounding you and you and you and your little old sham you put up. And God's not impressed by it. No, I did print out something to preach. But before I did that, then God gave me something else.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, you always say that. And the word of the Lord came onto me. God, put your nose down. Come on, feel sorry for yourself. You treat us like... I treat you much better than you ought to be treated. And when he was coming to the temple, oh, by the way, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the Son of Man.
Amen.
He was our example to all the sons of men.
Amen.
He was the personification of the Son of Man.
Yes.
He had a special message,
yes,
first for his people,
yes,
and a final message,
yes,
for the world. And look how you, what I just said right there is such a, did you get that? It won't budge. And I told you all along, you're not going to do it when I talk to you right now. You have to make this a continual, daily, hourly practice. You got to make this last day,
mm-hmm,
your life.
Yes,
for me to live is Christ.
Yes.
Not for the garden.
No.
Not for your cooking.
No.
Not for your clothes.
No.
But you're troubled about so many things. Oh, look at them. I got it, brothers. Some of you guys are so smart, aren't you? You sit there and look at me. We understand. No, you don't. This house does not understand. You don't understand what the will of God is. And I'll tell you that, and I have. Yes, I have. This is the will of God. Even your sanctification. Anybody know what that is? Father, he said, sanctify them, that they might be one. Huh. Seems simple enough, huh? One mind, one heart, one purpose, one intent. I wonder what interferes with that. One's iniquity. Huh. Oh, Jesus would never act like you. You got that right. Because we're not acting. Amen. Many of you folks think I've been acting for all these years. I'm not acting. Do I have to? Came to his own. After 4,000 years of prophets and examples and patterns to prepare his people for the coming of his son Jesus. When he came, he didn't know.
Amen. Praise the Lord God.
I'll give you another scripture in just a minute. But when he was coming to the temple, the chief priest, I saw the Pope yesterday, praying a special prayer for this whole world, standing at the statue of Mary, kissing that dumb statue's foot.
Jesus.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
My Lord.
Thank you. Because thou sayest, I know what's going on. I understand. I was reading the story of Ananias and Sapphira, the first mighty act of God.
Amen.
After the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. Is that in the book?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I told you folk the other day that this coming Passover is going to be the means by which millions or hundreds of thousands, whatever, because if you don't get that blood, see, we've been drinking this blood and taking this bread unworthily. That's what we're doing. That's done in this house. Over and over again. And I warned you, don't do it. Don't do it. It's better not to come. It's better for you not to partake of this word that I'm putting on you. Because you, if you don't discern what effect this has on the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Yeah, I got it. No, you don't. And when he was coming to the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority?
Jesus.
Now, why don't you look at somebody and say, man, I haven't read that for weeks. I don't hardly know if I remember reading that at all. What's being questioned today? Anybody here question my authority? Huh? That I not only have the right to reprove you, release you, but I've been authorized to do it.
Thank you.
And I'm supposed to be respectful person.
God bless you, Lord.
Now, how would you like to really be in my stead? We're on the radio now. Hey, brother, you up to checking the frequencies? How are we doing? You got the whole list on there? Anybody listen to what's on the frequencies this morning? We're on a lot of them.
Yes.
I can see that God doing this, though.
Amen.
I can see that put me out there.
Amen.
See, I still can't make you people realize, hardly. I talked to many radio stations this week. They have no conception. Some of them, I bailed them out by sending them some money because, isn't that something? You don't need no bailout, do you? You don't need no money.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
You don't even need to travel.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, God's got to fix you. Stay right here until our change comes. But we want to change everything, don't we? Don't we? How can I tell you what I go through? This one comes, that one comes, that one comes. Then they just take it like I'm supposed to. Now, brothers, stay here, the prophet of God, but I'm down here in Florida. No! God told me about Florida.
Yes.
I was preaching under a tent. Dave Murata was there. And it's this particular message that got Dave Murata out of there. And boy, is he in a safe place now.
Yes, Lord.
The hands go up. You hypocrites. You're just a bunch of shammers. I'll get the story here. And when he was come into the temple, who gives you the authority to talk to me like that, Brother Stair? Who gives you the right to reprove me?
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Here you are. By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee the authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you a question. Which of you tell me, I also will ask you one thing. Which of you tell me, let me see if I can get it. And likewise will tell you, and I likewise will tell you. You tell me by what authority you're doing what you're doing, by what power you're backing you up, and then I'll tell you. Then we'll talk about it. Who gives you the authority to sit there in such rebellion? Self-will. That you can stand up against the living God.
Oh, my God. Ooh, Jesus.
Peter was talking to Ananias. He said, you know what you've done? See, what Ananias did, he went and sold some property. Just like a lot of folk do. And then they hold back. It's like go cash your checks. And then you hold back. Or go use your talents to make some money, and then you hold back. We're coming to that period of time again, you know. It took place right after Pentecost. I didn't get one spirit saying, wow, huh, I wasn't even thinking like that. Did I disappoint you there, little girl, this morning? Did I disappoint you? Huh? I had it all to myself, but one or two for a second or two. Hell, were you wise guys? Look, who's this talking about? Well, I come in here, Lord came with me, she come in here, but then I went back out.
Bless you, Jesus.
And as I went back out, she come from her little walk, and she headed for me, and I run the other way. Man, I had a chance to be alone with her.
Bless you, Jesus.
Ooh. See? And you don't get that. Because most of the time you see me run to her and she runs to me. Huh? My people just do not know. They don't know what's going on, what time it is. They just don't know because they don't consider their ways. Now you tell me what I'm supposed to do. That's in the book. Tell me. Come on. I'll ask you a question. You want to ask me one? Come on.
Oh, God.
You ask me one, and I'll ask you one.
Oh, Jesus.
See? I wonder why he keeps hugging that girl the way he does. Because I want to. More time I'd be disappointed. But she's overbearing.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. I don't care what she's doing or who she's with. When I... Oh, Brother Stair. Well, this morning, old Brother Stair went the other way. I know why. That's something more important on my heart. Not on my mind. On my heart. But you know, God's got you on his heart. Where have you laid him? Come and see. And Jesus wept. I got a chance to show my authority. Because somebody believed me.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus wept. He wasn't weeping out of sadness. He was so glad after dealing with Martha. Didn't worry about Lazarus.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to get it. I just tell it.
Jesus, thank you.
where you laid him. Oh, come on, Lord. Wow. Said she believed that I am the resurrection. And I'm going to get a chance to prove it because she believes. My God! My God! My God! Is there any believers in this house at all? Anybody at all? Is there anybody that truly believes that Jesus is coming in this your lifetime? Is there anybody at all upon the faith or go to Florida or go someplace else or more convenient season? Where's the promise of his coming? Ever since we've heard you preach, hasn't happened yet. Come on, Jesus, you talked to us 2,000 years ago, said you're going to come again. And where you at?
My Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Phew.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, brother, can't you preach that more softly? Yeah, like Charles Stanley. He comes to the forefront now, trying to console America that God's with us. America has forsaken God, and God has forsaken America. And why so? Because much has been given to this nation. People of all nations, colors, creeds, religions have been able to come here, not to learn how to promote their own religion, but to learn about the God that raised this nation up. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah, you got it, don't you? Yes, I do. Praise the Lord, amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
This old book, Heaven and Earth, will pass away. My word will never.
Never.
I don't care about the damn Constitution. I got some a law higher than that one. I got a Bill of Rights. That's there. To them who receive Him, He gives them the right, the right, the right, the right, the right, the right. I got a right. Son of Gomorrah, we have outdone him 1,000 times. And I sat at the house tonight, today, I thought about what, a year and a half ago, when our damn country, in our justice system, took a mother and father and put them away in prison for life because they wouldn't take the little boy to a doctor.
Amen.
And the little boy died.
Right.
And they are in prison. God set him free.
Yes,
set him free, God.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, set that couple free.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're turning a bunch of criminals free.
Right.
And you want to keep them in prison?
Right.
Of course, you see, they take their child to the doctor and it died. And we're taking them to the doctor left and right and they're dying. They're dying in the hospitals. I saw a nurse last night just cry. She said, I never thought it ever. I seen once or two die, but she said, every time I turn around, I see somebody dying. And said, and they can't even see their children. They can't see their. Boy, you fool, your eyes are so far away. I can't believe you people are so distant to reality. How quiet they get.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, Mark. Could they have stopped you at that bridge yesterday if they wanted to?
Yes.
All you can do is go to see your children.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
America.
Right.
God has shed His grace on you and crowned you with brotherhood. And boy, we brothers. I'm on the air, folks. Live.
Yes.
Are you still alive right there?
Amen.
I wish I wasn't. But I've been authorized. I also will ask you one thing. Why you put a man and his wife in prison because they chose to believe God? Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to God. We don't belong. I got my citizenship in the kingdom. Jesus, what comes out of this is more than just words. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Which one? The Christian flag? Well, brother, you live in this country and they give you liberty to preach like this. They couldn't give me nothing except God made it. What, you think you're giving me the right to preach? And you'll sit there, most of you will. You won't pay no attention. Remarkable thing Jesus did here. He was a wise son. Let me go ahead of that before I get finish with that one. Because he asked him a question. Amen. They asked him one. Right. So, tell you what, I'm going to ask you one before I answer your question. Right. Why don't you folks look at somebody and say, boy, he says things that's really, it really ain't that hard to understand that. I got a question for you, blessed hair. Are you talking to me? Yep. Did that answer your question? Am I looking at you? Are you looking at me? Yes. I don't understand you, and I don't understand you. Amen. I don't understand why we, who've had so much knowledge of the end times, and why we let so many things bother us.
That's right.
Trouble about so many little things. I just sit and cry over that, say, my God, what's wrong with us? Jesus. Mary chose the good thing. What are you choosing?
My Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Father.
Poor Gino. God, I tell you.
Oh, bless you.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. And then every time I refer to something that might come to you, you come back at me with it.
Oh,
and then I'll tell you, I got children. I got grandchildren.
Amen.
I'm one of those guys like the little woman at the well. Where's your wife? I ain't got none. Yeah, but you had three.
Yes.
Where's the third? Can't talk to you. I've had many wives, like Solomon. Many of them. That Queen of Sheba. You folks still, you think she just came over to see his pomp and glory? If you follow the story well enough, she actually came because she wanted to marry him. She was a queen. Her office was now demanding she have a king. But she had to do it according to protocol. Just like over Queen Elizabeth. They got to marry according to court. Why are you folks doing that to me? Why the hell are you doing that? Somebody belongs to the British Crown. They just can't get married. They got to go according to protocol.
Amen.
And they got to marry somebody who...
Amen.
Blue blood.
Amen.
You got to marry somebody with red blood.
Ah,
oh, boy. I hope you get beyond that, Jesse. I hope you get beyond. You always seem so willing, but boy, oh boy, it's just so shallow. Hallelujah. I went through that, didn't I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder if I can hear a genuine hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if I hear somebody so excited they can cry, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, brother, I don't feel like it. Well, I'm sure what I feel like. Well, I'm tired. I'm so weary. But I must.
I must. Hallelujah.
Carry on.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Till the Lord comes and takes me away. Isn't that beautiful? When the Lord comes to take me away. See, you folks, there's hardly anybody that honestly believes that. God give you long life. I sure will. I'm going to get eternal life. You can't get nothing longer than that. That will never come up short. No, it won't. Clean up brains. Carly mind it. So you guys are asking me what kind of authority I got. Well, I'm going to ask you one. The baptism of John. Whence was it? Where did he get the authority? Was it from heaven or of men? Where did you get your authority, Buster? Oh, you got the 501C? Yes, sir, I got the 501C. I can see. And that don't come from the United States government. What I see comes from God. Glory be to God. That's all right, you deadheads. You ungrateful souls. Think you've done something, and you've done nothing. And everything you have done should have caused you to be put in hell. But it's what he's done. See, nobody, unless I push that thing, what happened to hallelujah? Oh, aren't you beautiful? Hey, people out there, I need some hallelujahs. Think about it. You are saying hallelujah, and they're hearing you on so many. Let the hallelujahs roll. What authority you preach like that, Mr. Stair, Brother Stair, old man? Wow, look at that. Just as I said that, instead of you folk getting quiet, you should have opposed that one. Oh, now if I said it, say hallelujah, you'll do it. But how come just that? Because you're questioning my authority. You ain't got a right to talk to us like that. You ain't got a right to rebuke me like that. Is it from heaven? The baptism of John. Was he sent from heaven? Or was he from men?
Glory to God.
Boy, you should stop talking about your country because you got freedom to preach over here. You all thank God for it. I didn't get it from the country, though. I stand fast in liberty wherewith Christ has set me free. And I have authority to preach liberty to a nation in captivity. See, you people don't know what's going on. You just don't. I'll try to show you, but you just don't. Well, almost every call now. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid. I'm not even sure I can get down there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Or if I do come, will you pick me up somewhere and give me a place to stay? Now, I'm going to say this very carefully, which I've done. When Noah built the ark, he had a place prepared for his family. What a unique family. Which one of our families come close to it? His boy calls in the other day and says, "Hey, Dad, will you go to church with me?" "Yeah, his boy, Caleb." "Well, come and go with me," he said. "Hey, Caleb! There's a seat right next to your dad." I use that junk all the time. It stinks. And it won't be long you'll hear his so-called blessings turn into a curse.
Amen.
"Well, you against Caleb?" "Oh, Caleb's against Caleb. If we shall say of men, we fear the people."
Amen.
You know, folks, I was trying to tell you people, I've been put in jail three times. People still throw them up at me, but they don't ever want to acknowledge that I'm out of jail.
Right.
And yet I'm in bondage. I'm bound by the law of God. Good natural wisdom would tell me a bit more discretion. I shouldn't talk like this on the radio. All kinds of things over my head. I shouldn't talk about the Constitution, this country, or the Catholic Church.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. You keep talking like that, probably you're going to get yourself killed. That's my goal.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you help me out because I get killed all the day long.
All right.
Amen. Come on. Come on, kill me. Kill my influence. Come on. Hey, Brother Patterson, you got that one? Y'all got them right up there, the little old doodads? On the prophecy.
Bless you.
Oh. Oh, you didn't think I was going to use them?
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh,
Lord. I think you're right toward the end. Why, well, y'all should be able to quote that. Let's hear it. 1987. How many years ago was that? A 40-year period of time's gone here.
Amen.
1933. Went through a 70-year period of time. Someone really says, "Yeah, well, you've already had your extra 10. Wait for me. Hey, what are you folks going to do if I do die? Huh? Well, we'll find out. The way you're living now is showing if you're really preparing for it. You got that one? Now, see, if I would scold them for this, they took my prophecy, and I told them to cut it down. Sister did it.
Hallelujah.
And he put a little cut in. Mark it. The one to be marked.
Hallelujah.
Speaking of his death or something like that.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Never mind. Just never mind. Well, you expect us to be ready? Sure. That's what this is all about. Making people ready. Hey, Mama, did you make that cut? Where'd you mark it? How about you? Why don't you quote it? You did it. All I'm trying to tell you is that prophecy is not going to be fulfilled,
right,
except for that last part. Because
right,
everything else has already been fulfilled. Come on, Dave. You quote it for me.
Voice of my prophet who forbade me to speak.
Damn it. Oh, my God! Why are they so stubborn? I'm looking for the point that says, you will even... You Now, I didn't know I said that till lately. But that whole thing, you still won't budge, will you? You're sitting right here again. Look me right square in the face.
You now hear me, my people. I say unto you that I am speaking today by the voice of my prophet unto this nation. You are going to witness my hand of judgment upon you, America. Yea, I, the Almighty God, have spoken it. It is not a vision of a man that speaks it. It is not the discerning of a man's soul that cries it out today. But this my servant that I have raised up, I have declared to him from my mother's womb that my word shall be in his mouth. Yea, you will stone him. You will reject him. You will even eventually destroy him. Oh, but I have said unto you that it would be better that a millstone be hung around your neck than for you to offend one of my little ones. And I have raised him up that he would be willing to accept the offense, for they will come. But woe be unto them by whom the offense cometh! Hear me, saith God. I am not going to allow my little children to go on much longer.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't that nice? You know, I even told you about that. I told you how it came about. And for a long time, it didn't look like... Where have you prophesied? If you're such a prophet, what have you prophesied? Well, there it is. I went all the way to Portland, Maine. I went there because I had a brother who lived in Boston. Stand these folks, just look at them. Their eyes glass right away. What's that got to do with anything? I pulled that trailer down there to Portland, Maine. The reason I went there because there was a group up there who called themselves the Born Again Christian Sanctuary. Wow. I sent a brother from Boston, who wanted to become part of a Christian, I sent him up there. And they wouldn't let him stay. You all look at your faces, people. Boy, Paul, you for some reason or other, you always got that faraway look in your eyes. I'm sorry, but that's the way that I see it. I know you don't know. Most people don't know either. I talking around it. I went up there because the Born Again Christian Sanctuary, where I sent them to, took that tape. That prophecy tape. It was on cassette. And they made thousands of them. You would think those folks would never challenge my authority, would they? Would they? By what authority? You're not challenging my authority, are you? Well, what you just said about me, I'm not quite getting it. So I just say something just to say something. I call attention to you because I want to pick on you.
My Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus.
I sent a brother up there because he was a very good brother, and they kicked him off because he was divorced. And he called and told me. Said he wouldn't let me stay because I divorced. I thought, well, I'll just go up there. Amen. I've been divorced. I tried to tell you how unique that is. How God raised me up after I was divorced. After I was remarried. Which is a stigma on any preacher. And I'm still there. I'm talking now to my audience. You can hear me?
Hallelujah.
I've been divorced from two wives. They both divorced me. And they both didn't want to say they divorced me because they're going to want me to say I divorced them. But I didn't divorce them. I didn't do it. I just didn't do it. You know, God didn't give you a divorce. You've been all faithful to it. He said, I'm not going to give you a bill of divorce. Now take it with all your venereal disease and all your diseased bodies, and I'll get in bed with you, and we'll consummate this thing, and we'll all be one. Come on, David. Jacob, you can do better than that. Come on, wrestle with that angel. Come on, wrestle with him. So I set a meeting up in Portland because of the way they treated that brother.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now you have no idea what I'm doing. I'm still talking about authority. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. I pulled the trailer onto the house.
Hallelujah.
And we had dinner with him. I was going to let it there. For my meeting in Portland.
Hallelujah.
Boy, the way you people are listening.
Bless you, Jesus.
You take all the joy out of telling you the secrets.
My Lord. Okay.
God's just going to expose us, folks.
Yes,
He's going to call our bluff.
Amen.
You're not going to get by and say, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him.
Amen.
But he is going to slay you. I was jolted.
Yes. 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 Oh, yes.
I went out and I was playing with Naomi in their yard with some little balls. And so when I went to sit down and eat food, they told me not to do that because they didn't believe in children playing in the marketplace. So I just said, I'll just leave. I pulled the trailer off and I went on down to Portland and parked in some old parking lot.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because
yes.
It has to do with authority.
Yes.
Then he said to me, I don't want you to sleep in the bed with your wife tonight on my property. Well, that damn fool, we weren't doing it anyway. In the trailer, we'd open the bed and Teresa would sleep with Naomi. And so we still were. Damn people's thoughts. I said, okay, then we'll just get off your property.
Jesus.
I'll just get out of your damn life. And you don't think I have any authorization to deal with your life?
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise thy name.
I'll just leave you alone.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, that doesn't end the story. Because when I went down to the Holiday Inn for a meeting, I had about 20 people, and they showed up. Both the man and the woman. Of course, the woman was the boss. Oh, we got divorced. We used to be married. We got divorced, but we live in the same house. All right. Yeah, but he's staying in his bedroom. Do wait, people. You know why you're doing like that? Because that's what most of you think. You haven't accepted the statement from me that I don't lust. Look, see that? I don't lust. I'm not just talking about women. I don't lust. I don't lust after properties. I don't even lust after my family. I don't. No. I love them. See, the trouble with us today is that we can't differentiate between lust and love. Can you imagine the world go around saying, we made love full of lust. Ain't no love in it. Anybody been in that class category? Why, you two were making love, weren't you? What kind of love was it, though? It was lust. Why, you sure talk plain. Yep. So I got in a meeting, and while I was preaching, a man stepped off the back room and just started railing at me. I only had about 20 people in this little room. Jody was there. And Jody was next to a paratrooper, combat man. And this man stepped in and just began to berail me. And I said, sir, come in and sit down. I said, I don't want to sit down. I heard you yelling. I want to know what the hell y'all are yelling about. I said, look, sir, if you don't like it, step outside. I said, Jody, put him out. Jody wouldn't do it. I wonder what happened to Jody. Because they stood in that radio room one day and said, you going to keep on raping these girls? I said, Jody, well, you better watch the way you make that mouth run. Ah, no fear. Let them have it, Lord. Jody couldn't put him out. Nobody else would move to put this gun. He just back there really at me. And I said, sir, I'm trying to have a service here. I said, get on outside. And he just was walking down the hallway and heard me. How do I talk to you people? What do I say to make you folk by what authority? What the man's actually saying to me is, you can't put me out. Have we seen that around here?
Yes.
Have we?
Yes.
How many were put out here in the last month?
Four.
And I'd say, who's next? I even told these people here, and her too. I can get you back to New Zealand. I can. And Mark, how are we doing with the finances? Both. How much we got in the farm account?
About 20,000
right now. 20,000? Now, I told you all along, when I started this, there was no separation. So I still consider the farm account.
Sure. Right.
If I need it for the ministry,
yeah.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah,
I am.
Amen.
The only problem I got there is I can't sign that check. And I can't even sign the ministry check by myself. And I've done that to try to show people. Because for years and years, I handled millions of dollars, and the only one that could touch it was me. And I bought me houses and lands and cars and took trips. And
oh, God, thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I remember how God gave me the money to buy the place down by the river. And these damn fools think it belongs to them. You're crooks. You thieves. And you guys think you're right with God, huh? I couldn't get the man to leave. And finally I just stopped and I said, I command you, Jesus' name, get out of this pew. And out he went. After fighting with him for almost 2 hours. When I got done, the man at the Born Again Christian Sanctuary walked down to me. He said, my God, here's the people that challenged me. He said, I've never seen such a display of authority. No gun. No weapon, just the word. Oh, don't do that. Don't. Hardened. I said to him, I said, and you run me off your land? Well, we didn't run you off. I said, yeah, you gave me conditions on why I could stay. You're not going to make it, saints, unless you repent.
Yes, Lord.
You're rebellious.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know how to tell you how to repent, except Brother Conley informed us what repentance is. And then he wouldn't repent. There we go again. Nobody was sitting in the dining room. And Brother Conley raised up his voice and said, I can tell you what repentance is. I thought that was interesting because I want to know. But except you repent, don't you think we ought to know what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you do it if you don't know?
Amen.
Right here, you can repent, right here. Yeah. And he said, repent means to agree with God. Well, I'll agree with God, but I don't agree with what you're doing because you ain't got no authority. Search me. Try me. I want to ask you something, he said. John, was he of God or was he of men? We want to ask you, by what authority you talk like this, well, I want to ask you a question. Is John authorized by God or was he authorized by men? There you go again. I said, that's as clear, that's as simple. Can you say any better? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, and why did you not believe him?
Hallelujah.
But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. So he wants to please the people.
Oh God.
And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. We really don't know. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things.
Oh,
now why did you folks look at somebody and say, you know I haven't read that thing for years. I never paid him much attention. Come on, see? Come on. Now, Jesus picks up again. But what think you?
Hallelujah.
A certain man had two sons.
Hallelujah.
And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Israel. Changed his own Israel. Two sons. Israel in the church. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterwards, he repented and went. So you can mark down as a move of God bringing Israel to repent. And he came to the second, the church, and said, likewise. He answered and said, I go. Go into all the world. Sir, and then he would not do it. Now, whether then twain did the will of his father. Very remarkable story, huh?
Hallelujah.
First one said, I will not. Then went and done it. Second one said, I will. And then did do it. Which one was? Recognize his father's authority. You must have heard me for well over a year now saying, I don't want to talk to these people, God. And I don't want to talk to you now. Really? Because you just rebel again and again and again and again and again and again. You folk out there, how many months now have I told you about this Passover coming up? You could have made arrangements even before this thing came down. You could have came and lived here. Some of you people ain't got no place to stay anywhere. Where are we going to stay? Put you in a horse barn. In a cow pen. Put you in a tent. What a heaviness on my heart when I walk down the street and see all these empty houses. And can't get them full. Because the people are so full of iniquity. Where's Conley? Living in one of the best homes we have.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh,
Where's Christopher? To the choice home we got. Where's Timothy? Nice home over there. Hmm? Where are you? By what authority are you doing this? And he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir. I'll go where he wants me. Well? Can you hear him? Been a good hour now, and still can't get a break in this. And brother, you know me. I sure do. I know you. I know you. Have I ever told you that before? I know what's in men. I know what's in women. I know how to turn you on, turn you off, turn you down. Yeah, I know. A lot of practice. Whether these twain did the will of his father, they were asking questions. So he's asking them questions. They said unto him, the first. The one that said, I'm not going to go, but when? They said, the first one. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, that the publicans, you don't want to hear it, and the harlots, go into the kingdom of God before you. What a beautiful thing to say. He didn't say you can't get in. He said, they'll show you how to get in. Follow them whores. Amen. Follow them wretched sinners. Yeah. They'll show you how to enter in. This is a faithful saying. Follow the sinner. This one. I'm the chief. Come on, tribe, let's go. Come on, hallelujah. Let's get on. Woo, woo. As the time appointed, he shall return.
Amen.
I was listening to a program, and they were talking about the last generation. This is it.
Amen.
There won't be another one.
No.
This is a generation of repentance.
Yes.
God's given you space to repent and agree with him that this is the last one. And you hear people saying things like this, how Jesus promised that the gospel of his coming would be preached. And I said, my God, don't these people know what they're saying? I still can't get it out of you. I told you I don't preach the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of it. But I have not been sent to preach that gospel. The ones that were sent, they did it.
Glory to God.
My God. Whew. Let's sit down, Lord. He's spoken a word.
Bless you, Jesus.
He's going to put weight on me. The gospel of the kingdom. Not the gospel of Christ.
No. Hallelujah.
Here I am again talking with you folk, and I don't see any sign of real enlightenment. Still trying to figure it out. And since you don't respond righteously all the time, I said, how do we respond? Then we question proper response.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm not going to go that route. I've already told it to you.
Bless you, Jesus.
But that's what Jesus said. The gospel of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Or the coming of Christ, which is the end of the world.
Glory.
The end of the world is coming.
Hallelujah.
Look how the world's ending.
Yes.
Look how this plague. And look what's happening right in front of you. When I get done with this, they'll let you go. When I come through that land and I kill them. And you can mark it down. We got a bloodbath coming. Millions are going to die. You stupid dummies. You can't read the news.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All over the world. I can't tell you the Third World War.
Right.
This is more devastating than a hydrogen bomb.
Right.
This is what we can't only fight about because we can't see it.
Right.
We haven't developed weapons to fight this.
Right.
Oh, we got our hospitals full. We got our ventilators.
Right.
Are you people going to wake up and realize what time you're living in? Don't you think you ought to redeem the time?
Yeah.
The days are evil.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a time appointed. He shall return. And come toward the south. South. Come towards the south. But it shall not be as the former, like it was on Susa, day of Pentecost,
right.
Or as the latter,
right.
Susa Street.
Right.
What do you say in that for, Joe? You don't know what I said. I told you all along that move on the Susa Street was recognized by the churches as the latter rain. The former rain took place on Pentecost. This is that. This is that. And what took place on the Susa, but there's something else. There's some more of that coming. Then shall we know. If we follow on to know the Lord. Now what's coming? Be glad then, you children of Zion.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Do you know we are coming to the first month? Do you know this? Feast day is the first month. It marks the first. You folks, if you had your head in the cloud, it'd be all right. You got head in the sand. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. Oh, wonderful thing took place at Susa Street. Yeah, that was great, boy. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, because we're going to the former and the latter rain together in the first month of the harvest. Glory be to God. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. For walking in Jerusalem just like God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Whew. The Lord of all, and in this place will I give peace.
Yes, Lord.
Say it, the Lord of all.
Yes.
And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought,
yes, Lord,
among the people. And they were all with one accord,
yes,
in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself. Could that be your problem? You trying to join yourself? Trying to be acceptable by your so-called accomplishments? Well, just the other day we had a situation like Ananias and Sapphira. I didn't know Paul had that much money yet. He told me he still got some more. You tell me that? Did you tell me that? You don't know you're here yet?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't quite understand.
That's the trouble with everybody. I understand why you're talking about Paul now, huh? See? I don't understand why you talk like that. Are you talking about me? I don't understand why it seems like you're referring to me when you talk. I don't understand. I don't understand why saying things like that. I don't understand. Yeah, he turned in. How much you turned in the other day?
20,000.
20,000. I didn't even know he had it. I thought he'd already given all. Huh?
Amen.
Yes, sir. So I wasn't asking for no money. And do you know when he turned it in? While I was in the office. He wasn't expecting me in there. Huh? So he turned it in. I said, what you got? And then I said, is that all of it? No. What are you holding back? Well, I might need it. Anything you need around here, we'll get it for you. And if we don't get it for you, God don't want you to have it. I think Father does know best. Yeah, Paul was something, wasn't he? He said, y'all got many instructors. Then he referred to himself as Father. He fathered us. He birthed us.
Yes.
He planted a seed in us.
Yes,
he nurtures us.
Yes.
With that word of God.
Yes.
With that sincere milk of the word.
Yes.
Now a little bit of me.
Yes.
So we can grow up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you imagine giving a T-bone steak to a little baby? Just cram it in his mouth. Now, if I was you, and I could find out if I had more money, I'd make every effort to get it now. Because a month from now, you may not be able to get your own money. That's why I keep telling you, I'm a pinch and needle because I got... How much we got in the church account, brother?
About 1.1.
What? 141 what? Will you speak plain for me?
1,100,000.
Wow. Hey, I'm trying to get rid of it as fast as I can. And God just said with a shovel. Somebody give it to me. Why, you already got more than you need. Well, what do you need? What do you need? More about
Jesus.
See, I get these kind of calls, and I say to myself, why aren't these people listening to me? I don't know what to do, but I'm trapped out here. Well, I get up and get out. Come on. Well, now, if you'll guarantee it when we get there, you'll have a place for us. No, I'm not going to make that guarantee.
No.
No, I can't back that up.
No.
He can.
No.
You're going to believe God or you're not going to believe God?
Amen.
What kind of guarantee did Jesus give you to have a place for you?
Amen.
He didn't give you no guarantee. He just gave you his word.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. That he's gonna save, he gave his word. And that's why we're gonna see healing.
Amen.
He gave his word.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.
Nobody needs healing, huh?
Hallelujah. Glory.
God's people, boy. My people.
Hallelujah.
My people, the ones which are called by my name.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to
you. And believers. Ah, believers. Were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes. Can't number them because we don't know.
Amen.
I don't know how many. Both of men and women. In so much, as I read this last night, I said, God, do that again. You said you were the same yesterday, today. Now we've gone through the yesterday, and we're in this today. So we live that forever. Boy. I was listening to it. Program this morning where the Bible talked about how God did these great miracles, yet Paul left a choice apostle behind because he was sick. Here is Paul had power to heal the sick.
Yes.
Then later on, he sent that guy.
Hallelujah.
Don't hear too much about him, but he was there.
Yes.
He left sick. Paul had power to raise the dead, heal the sick. But he just didn't have the faith for that man. Because it was God's will for that. It's the will of the Father to bruise you. To wound you. Maybe you'll start appreciating him for being wounded. I wonder if his legs hurt. Then came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem. I remember in the prison house, and I was concerned about coming back up here.
Hallelujah.
Boy, this house.
Bless you, Jesus.
In fact, I remember coming home and standing right here and looking out there, right in front of all you people.
Yes.
Yes. And so I saw 1,000 people out there. To be healed. And I said to be locally.
Yes.
Well, what an ideal situation.
Right.
Only at the land of Kennedy's will the virus won't touch you.
Yes.
My children are saying, how you doing that? Because you're old, you know. Yes, old folk get it. Yes, sir, old folk are very iniquitous. You live so long with yourself, you think. You think you are something. Ain't that right? I'm a good builder, ain't I, Paul? Yes, sir, boy. Look at me paint them pillars. Mm. Yes, sir, boy. I know how to construct things.
Glory to God. Bless your name, God.
Then I'll tell you, this guy used to work on submarines with electrical stuff. Boy, that must be something with all them crazy wires and... Huh? But now he's working on an airplane. Or a plane air ride.
That's your name, oh God. Thank you, Father.
Can you believe that? Out of all the submarine electricians, he picks you out. Wow. 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 All right, there, Brother Dave. What do you got? Huh? We just looking for nothing?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, oh God.
The only thing that spares you is that I want to be saved. But you never thought you'd have to go through all this. And then you get through me. Because you're not going to get through me. We're going to get through together,
amen.
Or we don't get in there.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You're not going to make it without Jesus.
No.
You're not going to stand without the Holy Ghost.
No.
You're not going to hold fast without the Word of God.
Amen.
You're just not going to do it.
Amen.
Holy Ghost will hold you,
yes.
The Word will keep you,
yes.
And Jesus will save you.
Come
I say amen. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. Did you hear that, Jacob?
Glory, beautiful.
Did you hear that?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Too much noise down here, huh?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
I wish I could show you people's face when I direct something to you.
Hallelujah. I wish
I just show you.
Oh, bless you.
So full of doubting. Who gave you the authority to talk to me like that?
Bless you, Jesus.
Good question.
Glory.
Who gives you the authority to question me? Or to doubt me, or to correct me. And I tell you, if you do all of that, I still won't receive from you. I'm not going to receive authority from you. They won't. Well, I'm here in the pulpit. I really wasn't wanting to do this, but I'd like to know if I got some friends or foes out here. It would be nice, because I know what the majority of them are. But it's sure nice to know if there's one. 843-538-1334. Now, if you ain't got the right kind of message, we're not going to give you any space. There came also a multitude out of the cities, round about to Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed.
Hallelujah.
Everyone.
Hallelujah.
Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, hello, boy, you're as faithful as the sun shining. Okay. Oh, but you didn't get a call through. God bless you, Sister Johnson. It won't be long, we'll see Jesus. Did you ever hear that song? Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. Sweet, sweet.
By and by.
I'm going to meet you.
Meet you over there.
In that land beyond
the sky.
Oh, such singing you will hear. Never heard by mortal ear. To the glory. You know why? God's own son.
In
that meeting.
In the air.
Now, Sister Johnson, I'll meet you there. At least 40 years. Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees. Isn't that something? Sadducees. Hello. All right. And they were filled with indignation. And they laid hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison.
Hallelujah.
And as John and they were in the prison, an angel came and open the doors.
Amen.
And let them out.
Amen.
And said to them, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard not, when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest now came, and they that were with him, and they called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to prison to have them brought up. Bring them here to me. And when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told. Hello? How's everybody doing out there? Got them all together? At noon? All right. I just know we're having a special service at 10 o'clock every Saturday, isn't it? God bless you, brother. And when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they find me in the pulpit. They don't find me in the prison. Huh. See, we don't know how to take these scriptures and apply them to what's going on today. We just don't. See? Now, what got them out of the prison was an angel came. And I was thinking about that again last night. How I told you. What did you tell us? Ah, well, you know. I was stepping down the steps. Look at them. No recognition, hardly at all. You won't believe this story. How can you believe that one? An angel came in there and opened their prison doors and said, go preach.
Amen.
And they were forbidden not to preach.
Amen.
I'm going to quit. I just don't like this continual, absolute stubbornness. So afraid to humble yourself down the shoulder of a spirit of understanding and agreeing, no. Yeah, the man looked up at me and said, don't tell me I don't know an angel when I see him.
Amen.
Doesn't even move you, folks. Doesn't even move you. And you folks see me every day. Every day. Yes, sir. Well, you ain't no angel. We're all going to be like the angels. So we're all going to look at each other and say, hey, hello, angel. Oh, boy. Hello. You're a fool. Y'all say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now praise the Lord.
Great.
Tell them the kingdom has come.
The kingdom.
Which is righteousness and peace and joy. Satan, your kingdom coming down. Over your big old fat mouth. Huh? Do you hear the voice? Satan, your kingdom. Oh, Satan!
Your kingdom's coming down. Don't you hear the voice of Jesus saying, Satan,
kingdom's coming down. I'm gonna sing, your kingdom's coming down.
You see, if I could talk to the man, I would talk to him.
Right.
See? He went on and on, and nobody is hearing him.
No.
Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody. He has no church. He has no listening audience. He has no ministry. And he still thinks he got a message. See? Absolutely. That's where we're at. And they went to the captain with the officer and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Now, I could go on with more things here, but see, we're going to see here Passover, and we better have the blood.
Yes.
If we want this death angel. I told you it will last at least 5 months, which takes us to August.
Yes. Yes.
And if you ever listen to their news,
yes.
If you listen to their news, they're pinpointing, but they're not sure.
No.
Oh, Satan rages.
We should not be defeated.
You think I'm going to let that damn devil move me away from the covenant message? With supposedly a new covenant. You're lying, devil. The covenant is Jesus coming.
Yes.
So if I go away, I will come again.
Yes.
That's his part of the covenant, and he will keep it. Our part is to look for him and be ready when he comes. That's the covenant. You don't buy gold and silver.
No.
You don't keep staying in Ohio.
No.
And I've done my best to even tell you that not everybody's going to be here. The only ones that's going to be here are those that are destined to be alive.
Yes.
And prepare for each other. Look at them. A lot of them ain't going to be here. They're going to be killed. They're going to be killed. Look, they put that young couple in prison. They'll make it against the law for you to go not to go to the doctor.
Hallelujah.
They already used that against me. Thank you, folk.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, oh, you're so sweet. The base house. Same damn spirit like this guy. Same damn spirit. Hey, you didn't go, did you? Where you at? In hell. That's where you lift up your eyes. I don't believe in hell. I believe God's going to give us a new covenant and going to have his kingdom on this earth. And he sure is. He sure is. When Jesus comes, he will fulfill thy kingdom come. And thy will be done. And there'll be children here of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And there won't be no Jew. There won't be no Gentile. There won't be no black man. There'll be sinners redeemed by God's sovereign grace. Washed in his blood.
And
there won't be no rebellion. No, this rebellious spirit. And when they had brought them, they put them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? Did we not call you on the phone and tell you that you should not preach like this?
My Lord.
That you don't know what you're talking about?
My Lord.
and behold, you have filled Jerusalem. God be with your doctrine. And you intend to bring this man's blood upon us? Which it was. The apostle says, what about it? Let his blood be on us. That's your only hope, you Israelites. His blood will cover your sins. Let his blood be upon us. Upon our children. The children, that blood, that precious blood. What a covenant. And the blood of Jesus Christ, what a covenant. We're cleansed from all unrighteousness. What a covenant. What a covenant. What a covenant. Damn devil. He can't stand that blood, can he? Can't stand that.
Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you for the blood, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the blood, God. Glory, God.
Hello. Yeah. What can I do for you?
I wanted just to tell you that Greyhound buses doesn't stop anymore at Station C.
Wonderful.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. Now, which one? This is Enrico. The one that I run off the last time. See? See, now they want to come again. Of course, the Greyhound bus doesn't stop down there. They're cutting it back. See, I've been trying to tell you damn folk for years that this was not going to continue like this. Sister Burgess, you may come over here one day and not be able to drive off this land. Mark had to get permission to drive across the bridge yesterday to pick up his children. They may not let you in Walmart anymore.
Oh, glory.
They only let them in the bank now. We can't go in the bank.
Hallelujah.
How much money we got in the bank? And I can't go in the bank and get it? First of all, if I could go in the bank, they don't have that kind of cash. Can't make you damn fool realize.
Hallelujah.
We are heading for a cashless.
Yes.
You won't have no cash.
No.
You're going to operate with less cash than you ever have. You better have some faith.
Right.
See, you fooling out of cash that in?
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'll send you back to New Orleans, boy. They're having problems down there. They asked a fellow yesterday. Oh, stand up, brother. Stand up. Stand up. Everybody look at him now. Come on, this is what you want. You want to see how they take it. That's why you do that. That's why you do that.
Amen.
I'll mention somebody and you want to look at them and see how are they going to respond to that? How are they going to receive that? That's to do what you see. He's doing it. Don't look to him, look to me.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on me.
Glory.
I'll take care of your eye. Yeah, New Orleans is in bad shape. I heard one of the leading medical men down there saying, this is worse than Katrina.
Yes.
Evil men? Who's going to believe that Mr. Trump is an evil man?
Amen.
He's worse, the worst president. He wants to be the best president.
Right.
He's the worst president we ever had. Thank you, brother. You know, I begged these folk yesterday not to come to this tabernacle.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you, don't come like this.
No.
You know me? Yes, I do. I can preach empty seats. I do it a lot of times. In season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke. And you think You're the one that's long-suffering. Rebuke so they can be sound in the faith, and they have no faith.
Amen.
Ah.
Glory to God. Bless your holy name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
You don't have to worry too much because I'm getting old. The time of my departure has been moved up. It's being moved up.
All right.
In my mind.
Amen.
Right. It's not far off anymore. Right. To me, it's very close. Right. Very close. Going to give these folks some rest. Mm-hmm. You don't like when I mock you, do you? Well, watch the way you react. By what authority do you talk to us like that? Mm. Good question.
Hallelujah.
By whose authority do you reject what I say? Is this of God?
My Lord.
Or is this of man?
My Lord.
I've done that with you. I've done that with you. Judge me. Judge me as a man or a man of God. Which is it? Come on, do it. Do it now.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Here, give me the microphone. Hey, snot nose, you want to call and say my name is such and such and so, and my phone number is such and such and so, and R.G. Stair is a false prophet?
Jesus!
He's not telling the truth?
Oh, God.
Now, this is what you do. If you're going to call, what you do is you give me your phone number, your name, your location, so I can put it over the air.
Yes.
So all of you can call you and talk to you and you can have your own little church.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on.
Glory to you, Lord. Bless your name, O God.
Well, that's not using discretion, is it? Open myself up. Take your shot.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, so you're not gonna, none of you gonna set me up on this? So you're gonna hold your peace now, right?
Hold your peace.
Bless you,
right?
Lord.
Right?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Poor Naomi. How you doing, Dad? Well, you know you're old, Dad.
Oh, yes.
I said, Brother Dennis goes down every day. I don't go. Well, be careful. Well, I do declare. Be careful. Well, I sure will.
Yes, sir.
I'll be careful.
Amen.
Breathe on me.
Man of God, thank you,
Pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, you're tempting God. No, I'm not. I'm not tempting God. He can't be tempted.
Hallelujah.
Not many going to be saved. Unto you is the prophet sent.
Amen.
Well, I'm not sure if you're that prophet. Who said we're not here? That. Hey, where you go, boy? Where you at, Satan? Give us your name, your phone number, your address, and then a word from the Lord. Call upon your God. Hey! Waiting on you! Damn fool. The only thing I know is more of a fool than these that say there is no God are God's people.
Amen.
Foolish Galatians. Who hath bewitched you that you should respond like this? That you should react like this?
Amen.
What spirit hath got a hold of you? With that drawback.
Oh, Jesus.
Easily offended. See, I wouldn't say something because I know it would offend somebody. So I try to avoid it.
Oh, bless it, bless it, bless it. Bless you, Lord.
I did start out by talking about Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Now, which one are you?
Amen.
Which one that Jesus dealt with sort of identifies you? Are you a Mary? How does he identify Mary? She's chosen.
Hallelujah.
A good thing.
Yes.
And what she chose to do was to listen.
Hallelujah.
Not to talk.
Ah.
No.
Martha, she chose to talk and not to listen.
Amen.
And Lazarus, he laid down and died.
Glory.
Hey, which one are you?
Amen.
Now, I contemplate that a whole lot because a lot of folks would think Martha wasn't saved, but she got saved.
Amen.
When she saw Lazarus come out of that tomb. Yeah. But we got on a strain living it, don't we? But if we know Jesus, he wouldn't forsake her.
No. Amen.
He wouldn't forsake Martha.
No.
No, he wouldn't do it.
No.
He went to that house and I gave him a back and say, well, Lazarus, I told you. I told you. I told you, Martha, when you come running, I told you I'm the resurrection and the life. And I'm the last day. Boy, you still won't respond. That's clearly. Well, you, somebody put that out clearer than that. Come on. Somebody, come on, run your mouth. Come on, come on. Come on. Somebody say that simpler than that so these folk can hear you.
Glory to God.
Same thing with that guy, huh? See? Now he sits there quiet. Well, you can't expect not to agree with everything you say or do. But I do. would you like to repeat that?
Oh, bless you. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I took some of you folk on with no man could change you. So your brother and sister boy, not going to let this man. All you got to do is watch your practicality, watch your life you live. You're going to try to tell me you agree with all the means and methods that I use to instruct you? Just because I let you do things doesn't mean it was the will of God. For instance, I let Paul build them porches, and we didn't need them porches. No, we didn't need them. No, we didn't need them. All that fine lumber. But, so why'd you let him do it? Because he needed to do it. He needed something to do. So, he picked out something he liked to do. I'm sure he's out there picking the potatoes and stuff, right? He liked to go with Phil. Yeah, they're brothers. Hey, Phil. Did he ever drive the truck? How come? He did drive the truck. Right, Paul? You drove truck before you came here. I mean, you pulled that trailer down. That's tougher than a truck. No? Boy, I look at that trailer and say, boy, that's a nice trailer. Anything still in it? Have we emptied it all out? Have we emptied that trailer all out? Still something. Whoo! Hey, Richard, how come you haven't checked out to see what's in that trailer? It's not Paul's. Whatever's in that trailer belongs to him. His life's not his own anymore.
Glory to God.
He's an old man, see? So he rather, it's easier for him to build a porch than to pull weeds. Is that right, Paul?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Then you're an old man there, brother. A lot easier to sit on the front porch and feed your cats than to take care of them tomatoes. But you're so blessed because those tomatoes, when they get ripe, they don't even come off the vine heart. I can see you getting a whole lot of tomatoes. It falls in your hand almost.
Hallelujah.
When I used to pick tomatoes, I had to pick them. You people, when they're righteous, people fall off, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I'm glad I'm not a shaker. I'll probably take the salt shaker with me.
Yes.
See, I can't even make you folks realize that I picked more tomatoes than all you folks in your whole lifetime. I picked more tomatoes than this whole house together. When I was a boy, we used to work on a tomato farm. We got paid 10 cents for a basket. So we had to pick some tomatoes. And I said, take me a salt shaker with me. And a piece of bread. And I would eat tomatoes between picking. But boy, that, come on, 10 cents a basket. I just pick one. I got out of school. I thought that was beautiful. The only trouble is once we got tomatoes, we had to go back and make up for what I goofed. Yeah, I'm an experienced man, folk. Hey, what happened to my friend? No comment. You see, what I do it deliberately.
Yes.
Why do you bring your head down here? Hey, Rabbi Shu, show yourself, Satan.
Hallelujah.
Where do you hide behind your little cult? We'll find out whether he gets put off of WWE. Because that would be the requirement. You ain't going to play that game on me, Alan. Yeah, you know me. You do know me. You do know me, Alan. Put that devil off. Well, free speech. I don't want to have free speech. I don't want to hear the devil, do you? You have no place in the devil.
Amen.
See, he's done that before with Tim Butler and Mike Rowland. I paid them the money to leave, and they went up there and, free speech! And I was their music. Lord bless you. The day of the Lord is at hand. It is nigh at hand. And the sunshine.
Alas.